Masechet Kelim Perek Tedvav Mishnah Dalid. Mishnah says Kol Hatiloim Temein. All loops that are connected to utensils that are used for hanging objects, they could become tameh while they're attached to the utensil. Anything that's attached to something that could become tameh becomes tameh as well. Chutz mitiloi nafa uchvara shel bala bayit. The exceptions are the loop of a sifter or a sieve of a person who lives in his home, a regular guy as opposed to a professional. A nafa, a sifter, is used to sift flour, and a kevara, a sieve, has larger holes and it's used for sifting out unwanted material from grain. This type of loop is sometimes removed when the sifter or the sieve is being used for other things. And therefore, it does not become tameh, even though it's attached at this point when it becomes tameh. They're not always attached, and therefore, they're not considered to be part and parcel of the keli. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Hachamim omrim, kulam teorin. Hachamim say, no, all loops are always pure. They're not part of the keli. Even if they're on there, they don't serve the same function as the keli, and therefore, they're not part of it, and they do not become impure. Chutz mitiloi nafa shel salatin. The only exceptions are the following four cases that Hachamim agree that the loop that's attached could become tameh: the loop of a merchant's flour sifter, a large flour sifter. Number two, utloi kivrat geranot, the loop of the sieve of the threshing floor where the grain is separated from the husks. In these cases, the loop helps in the function of the keli with the flour sifter and the sieve. Both of them are large utensils which are used for sifting large, heavy amounts of grain or flour. So because they're so large, they would be put onto two blocks of wood and loaded with flour or grain. The sifter was then moved back and forth in order to make sure that the flour and the grain would fall through them. When the worker was tired, he would put his hands into the loops while working the sifter, and it would help him have a little bit of leverage. Those are the first two. Number three, utloi magal yad, the loop of a metal hand sickle. A sickle is used to cut grain. Since it's a metal utensil, it becomes tameh even though there's no container. The loop helps in the function of the utensil because when the person's cutting back and forth, he would put his hand into the loop in order to make sure that he doesn't lose his grip. Utloi makal habalashi, number four, the loop of a tax collector's metal stick. A tax collector would walk around with a stick, metal stick, to search a person's property or his items to make sure that he's not hiding something that he would have to pay tax on. He would take his stick, put it deep into the straw, for example, and try and find out if there was any hidden wheat underneath. The loop would help with the functioning because he would put his hand in the loop to make sure that the stick would not slip from his grip when he was doing his inspections. So all of these items, we say, they help out. The loop over here helps out the utensils when they're becoming used. They assist in the function. So therefore, like the utensil themselves, the loop could become impure. And it is tameh, because the loop helps out in the functioning. Zeh kelal he'asui l'sayeya b'shat melacha tameh he'asui l'tloi tahor. This is the general rule. A loop that helps out in the functioning of the utensil while it's being used can become tameh. The loop that's designed just for hanging is pure. These types of loops do not help out in the use of the utensil, and therefore they're not really halachically attached to them, even though they are physically, and therefore they do not become tameh.